It was only 8 months ago that Democratic Governor Jim Doyle and Republican Assembly Speaker John Gard announced a compromise to increase the number of school voucher seats in Milwaukee. Doyle spoke at a Milwaukee religious school.
Today, we have come together across some pretty big divides by making sure that we have put kids first.
A voucher deal eventually passed the legislature and Doyle signed it into law, leading some observers to think that the governor had taken away a campaign issue for Republican challenger Mark Green this fall. But Green wants no voucher enrollment cap in Milwaukee and wants to expand the taxpayer-funded program to any private school in Milwaukee County. Recently, a conservative national group that wants taxpayers to put more money into vouchers sunk thousands of dollars of its members' money into television ads that take the Doyle administration to task for alleged ethical violations. George Mitchell is the Wisconsin spokesperson for All Children Matter. He says despite this year's deal, he has no problem attacking the governor and says he's not concerned about making future governors less willing to compromise.
No.
Why not?
We just don't worry about that. I mean, the point here is to focus on what ACM sees as the central issue facing voters in the state of Wisconsin, and that issue is ethical questions about state government in Madison.
Mitchell says All Children Matter wasn't part of the compromise with Doyle and the Republican leadership. Mitchell personally says the compromise was necessary to avoid chaos in the voucher schools and that it should have come sooner. Mitchell won't say how much longer the anti-Doyle ads will run. A lawyer for Doyle's chief of staff says one of the commercials is a pack of lies. Mark Green's campaign says it has no comment on the ads and no connection to the conservative group. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.